Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. 22-year-old Kevin Pierce had just come off of the most successful competitive season of his snowboarding career, challenging the dominance of his friend and rival, snowboarding legend Shaun White. Kevin's professional ascent came at a time when snowboarding tricks were becoming more and more breathtaking, but also more dangerous. On December 31, 2009, while riding the slopes in Park City, Utah during final training for the 2010 Winter Olympics, Kevin missed his landing and took a hard fall. He was airlifted to the hospital, where doctors scrambled to save his life as his family flew from their home in Vermont to be by his side. When Kevin finally woke up from his coma, it was only the beginning of a long road to recovering from his traumatic brain injury. From language to vision and motor skills to memory, Kevin had to come to terms with his new impairments. This is the story told in The Crash Reel, a film by two-time Academy Award-nominated filmmaker Lucy Walker. The Crash Reel is screening at the Berkshire International Film Festival on Friday at 6:30 p.m. at the Triplex in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, and it is awesome to welcome Kevin Pierce to the roundtable now.
Thank you so much for having me.
How did Lucy Walker approach you and your family about making the movie?
So it was a pretty organic and natural meeting between Lucy and I. We were at a Nike conference, and it was all the action sports athletes, and they brought a bunch of different people in, and Lucy was one of them, and she was showing a film. And then my brother Adam, who's a huge part of my recovery in the film, was there with me, and we kind of started telling Lucy the story and gave her a little background and showed her some pictures. And actually, we had this book that had all these letters in it that I don't know what happened to it, and we haven't really used it at all, but it had like emails that my aunt had wrote the entire time I was in the hospital. And Lucy went through them and was reading and looking at the whole thing and was like, wow, there's a serious story here, and I think it could turn into a really cool movie. And we were actually in search of trying to find someone that was really legit and that could make a good movie and kind of tell a cool story about this whole accident and recovery. So it just kind of worked out perfect that we just kind of found her.
And there are it's one major story, but there are a lot of little sort of stories in it. You know, there's a story about Shaun White, kind of, and then about your brothers and your family. And I think it's a huge testament to Lucy Walker's filmmaking capability, not that she needs my endorsement, obviously, that it all fits so smoothly and is so engaging.
Yeah, totally. There's a lot of different, you know, things that have come into play throughout this whole accident recovery. And, you know, if it's, you know, my accident, obviously, and then there's my whole family who's been the biggest, you know, part of this whole thing. And then my brother Dave, who has Down syndrome, and, you know, he plays an amazing role in the movie. And then, like you said, Shaun definitely has a role in the movie. And there's just so many different things that have come in. There's all my friends that have been there to support me throughout the entire recovery. And it's just like so many different pieces that she was able to put in to the movie that kind of made it all come together and really can tell a cool story.
I know that you and I right now are going to talk about things that you've been talking about all the time for a bunch of years now. But could you, I know you don't really remember the accident, but tell us as best as you can what happened that day in Park City.
Yeah, it's pretty wild, you know, getting that question. And it's crazy to hear that just because I have no memory of the accident or of that day. So it's like, it's hard to talk about it just because it's things that everyone has told me. And, you know, not being there and what I've heard that I put those guys through is pretty incredible, how bad it was and kind of, you know, how amazing everybody was and how they all came together. But it was a gorgeous morning, and, you know, we were just kind of riding and warming up, and then we were going to go, and we got in the half pipe, and me and my buddy Luke were at the top of the pipe, and we were going to try the first double cork. That's the trick that I was trying to call a cab double cork, and it was the first one that we tried in a little while here. And Luke says in the movie, you know, it's always scary. Even though we had done them, it's like such a gnarly trick that it's really scary to do them for the first time. So we both were like, oh boy, we got to do them. We got to step up. We got to go for it. And I was like, all right, Luke, you go first. And he's like, no, you go first. He's like, all right, rock, paper, scissors, shoot. And I lost rock, paper, scissors, shoot. So I ended up going first. And it happened right there. And Luke was at the top watching me. And luckily, you know, somehow just randomly this guy, a friend of mine, was filming. So the crash is on film. So that's in the movie. And it's just wild to see that and not remember any of it.
The film premiered at Sundance this year, which of course takes place in Park City where the accident happened. Was the film festival the first time you'd been back to Park City?
Yeah, actually, I got to go back to Park City last year for Sundance. Bing did a commercial of me, and they premiered it there at Sundance. So that was my first time back, and it was really kind of a strange feeling. I wasn't expecting it to kind of hit me like it did, but it really kind of, you know, felt really weird when I went into that town and got up there to Park City, just because it kind of was like, wow, the amount that I've put so many people through and, you know, that I don't remember. It was really weird, and I wasn't expecting it, but it definitely kind of got to me.
How many times have you watched the film?
Wow, I've seen it a bunch of times now. It's been awesome because, you know, I've been fortunate enough, and it turned out so amazing that we've been able to get into a bunch of different film festivals. So I've got to cruise around and watch it a lot, and now I've kind of, you know, stepped out during the movie, but I always go back for the ending of it and for the Q&A, and it's amazing to see the response that I've gotten, and it's kind of really impactful to see what, you know, this film can do and how it can help people.
Is watching the parts that were filmed that you don't remember with your own memory, is that the weirdest part of the experience?
That's definitely a weird one, and it definitely kind of gets to me every time. It's like, whoa, that happened, and that went down, and it's pretty wild to see how bad a shape I was in, and that, you know, I've been able to, you know, recover and come back and, you know, live such a, you know, happy, fulfilled life now. But it's like, what's hardest for me is just to see what I put my family through and what I've put the rest of the people around me and all my friends throughout this whole accident. And just kind of, you know, I think the coolest thing about the film is that it shows that really when family and your friends all kind of come together and hook up, that, you know, really incredible things can come from it.
Tell us about the Love Your Brain campaign.
Wow, a big one for me through this whole injury has been just not loving my brain and really kind of hating all the things I do. And, you know, there's so many little stupid things that I do where I'm just like, oh, I'm such an idiot. I hate myself. And I just kind of really put myself down and, you know, say negative things to myself, even if it's just little things like, you know, spilling a thing of water, minor things that don't really matter, but it's just kind of those negative thoughts and those negative things I say to myself that are so damaging and so harmful for my brain. So it's just kind of, you know, teaching that. And I really think it's an important message to share with people that have had brain injuries and just everybody in the world, that just kind of stay positive and not to let the little things bother you and get to you.
There's a huge amount of recovery covered in the movie. Have you continued to improve since the camera stopped rolling?
Yeah, you know, that's another really cool one that I think it's an important message I can share, is that I will always continue to heal. And it's very cool for me to have the movie because I can see, you know, how much I have been able to heal. But, you know, it's taken me a long, long time to understand that I still have a long way to go and I still have a lot of healing to do. But I think it's so cool because just to know that my brain will continue to heal and will continue to get better if I do the right things. And there's so many things involved in that come into play with a brain injury that you have to kind of understand. And I feel like teaching that to kids is, you know, something that I have a very big opportunity to do and kind of can really help a lot of people.
Before the injury, before the accident, you were training for the Olympics and your career was going to be snowboarding for as long as it could be. What will you do now? What are you doing now? I mean, now you're promoting the movie. what's next?
Yeah, it's kind of a trip. You know, it's been wild that I was kind of on such a set path from such a young age. And I was so lucky to have learned that I really could snowboard. And it was mm-hmm. so cool because I really was doing so well at it. And I was, you know, very successful. And that was the first thing I found in my life that I really could be successful at. And then to lose it so quickly has just kind of been really difficult to come to grips with, and learning, you know, that that's done for now and that part of my life has, you know, closed and that door is shut. It has taken a while, but I have, you know, understood that and I'm moving on. And I found some new really cool things, and public speaking has been a big one for me. So being able to go out and share the things I've learned throughout this have been, you know, really exciting and fun for me to kind of be able to do that. And then I have gone and done some announcing for some of the snowboard contests. I've done the X Games the last 2 years, so that's been, you know, pretty cool. Just this past year, I did the X Games in Aspen, Colorado, and then over in France for ESPN on the live webcast, so that's pretty intense doing it on live TV, but mm-hmm. I'm getting better at that, and those two things along with the movie have kind of taken up some good time. It's a new future, but, you know, at least I still have a future. I'm able to do things, so I'm excited.
The Crash Reel is screening as part of the Berkshire International Film Festival on Friday at 6:30 at the Triplex in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. To learn more, visit BIFFMA.org. The film will also premiere on HBO as part of their Docs Summer Series on July 15th. To learn more about that, visit hbo.com/documentaries. The URL one more time for the Berkshire International Film Festival is BIFFMA.org. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
One day, baby, we'll be old. Oh, baby, we'll be old and think of all the stories that we could have told. One day, baby, we'll be old. Oh, baby, we'll be old and think of all